municipalities get state aid for their pension costs every year. Few ever lose funding, even if they break Pennsylvania's rules for awarding and reporting retirement benefits. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports the state auditor general's office will withhold pension aid from 5 communities this year.
The office can't prosecute, so this money is its sole source of leverage, yet it's rarely used that way. Auditor General Eugene DePasquale says withholding funding risks pushing costs on taxpayers, and union contracts often call for retirement support that might be unaffordable long term, but is not illegal.
The reality is that the laws allow most of these deals to go through.
That's not always the case, though. North Braddock in Allegheny County, for example, isn't receiving aid this year because the distressed borough has been awarding excessive pensions. The same thing has happened for years in Shamokin. Yet Shamokin's due $117,000 in state pension aid.
Simply having a bad contract, there's no state law that triggers any punishment for that.
But he says the bottom line is the state's municipal pension laws need to change to empower local governments to negotiate more sustainable retirement benefits. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.